Story time. This first story illustrates the amazing power of taking the focus off your kids and placing it squarely on yourself. Julianne knew she had to change something. After another screaming match with her 13-year-old daughter Annie, she realized this was not simply a series of isolated fights. This was the dominant form of all her interactions with her daughter. As a single parent, she felt stretched so thin all the time that her emotional resources seemed depleted. This was going nowhere. However, instead of seeking help from outside the family, Julianne constantly, albeit unknowingly, asked her children for the kind of emotional and behavioral support they simply weren't equipped to provide. This meant needing them to perform well in school, for instance, giving their mother one less thing to worry about, or never arguing with her, especially when she'd had a bad day. Because she was not focusing on herself, Julianne was trapped in the relational dynamic of needing her children to comply or perform for her sake, and it was not working. Her relationships with her kids were not only worn out, they were deteriorating. It was at this point Julianne began focusing on herself, learning to recognize her part of the continuing patterns, especially with Annie. In order to grow as a mother and as a person, Julianne began to realize she needed support from other adults outside her immediate family. She started to lean on a pastor at her church. He told her she could call the next time she felt scared that she would say something that she would regret. Julianne was learning to focus less on her daughter, recognizing that the more she focused on her patterns instead, the more she found herself able to be calm and connected at the same time. But as relationships change, the natural anxiety increases. As Julianne was shifting her focus and improving her ability to remain calm, Annie kept testing Mom's newfound growth. At one point, Annie wanted to go away for the weekend with some girlfriends. One of the other girls' parents was going to pay for the trip, and they were to stay at a hotel just for fun. Julianne's radar went off when she realized the girls were going to be dropped off for the weekend, with no adult supervision. So she told Annie an emphatic no. This set off an intense scene, to say the least. Annie erupted with more intensity than ever before, and Julianne's newfound calm was put to the test. In the midst of Annie's horrendous screaming fit, "You never let me do anything! You're so unfair! I hate you!" Julianne turned her back on her daughter and went into her own bedroom. Sometimes we need a break in order to remain calm. She closed the door behind her, shutting Annie out. In tears, this exasperated mom immediately went to the phone and called her pastor. It was 11 in the evening, but she was at her wit's end. The pastor didn't mind at all, but her daughter did. Annie barged in, screaming, "Oh, who are you calling? Someone to listen to you complain about me? That's just great." Then she stormed out of the room. But Julianne did not acquiesce to her daughter's reaction. Instead, she began talking to her pastor about herself. She did not complain even once about Annie. "I'm angry," she said on the phone, "and I'm tempted to say things I don't mean." She told him she was tired and not very good at taking care of herself, especially with all the demands of single parenthood. "I'm angry at myself most of all." Julianne was doing a great job of maintaining her focus on herself. They talked for several minutes, and with each sentence, she became calmer. Simply talking about her own emotions was helping her take the focus off her daughter. Choosing to examine herself was taking the fire out of her belly and allowing her deepest desires for her relationship with her daughter to come to the surface. As Julianne's peace began to defeat her anxiety, she noticed Annie's face peering from around the door. Apparently, after she had stormed out of the room, Annie had come back and put her ear to the door. She had been listening the entire time. When Julianne noticed and looked back, Annie quickly pulled the door shut to conceal her eavesdropping. After the phone conversation was over and Julianne felt confidently calm, she left her room and headed down the hall to her daughter's. When she got there, the lights were out and Annie was in bed. Julianne decided to leave well enough alone until the next day. That morning was a completely different scene. Her daughter did not come down and graciously apologize, but she did calmly say that she understood her mother's point of view. She had obviously focused on herself that night as well, because she was able then to articulate what was really bothering her. "I understand you're just trying to do what's best for me, Mom. I really do. I just feel like you never want me to grow up." Julianne was able to listen with calm and connection. She was able to hear her daughter's views and express her own concerns about the weekend excursion. The conversation ended with a hug and tears. Evidently, Annie's eavesdropping ears heard quite a bit the night before. She heard that her mom wasn't trying to control her, She was trying to control herself. Julianne's short dialogue with her pastor spoke volumes to Annie. She didn't need a heated speech from her mom. She needed a mom committed to focusing on herself, growing herself up, and calming herself down. And that's what Julianne was beginning to give her. Annie didn't go away that weekend. At her own request, she went shopping with mom instead.